This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for November 2023. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by his grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. As previously noted, the Book of Leviticus is one of my favorite studies because it portrays the beauties and perfections of the Lord Jesus Christ in so many wonderful ways. Today, we may humbly revel in the high position that we have been given by being identified with Christ. Leviticus 1, verse 4, brings us to this subject in the words, "And he," that is the offerer, "shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him." A dear servant of the Lord, C.H. McIntosh, who lived from 1820 to 1896, pointed out that the act of laying one's hands on the sacrificial animal was expressive of full identification with it. By that significant act, the offerer and the offering became one, and this oneness, in the case of the burnt offering, secured for the offerer all the acceptableness of his sacrifice. The application of this to Christ and the believer sets forth a truth of most precious nature, and one largely developed in the New Testament, namely the believer's everlasting identification with and acceptance in Christ. We are in him, that is true. 1 John 4, verse 17. Nothing in any measure short of this could avail. The person who is not in Christ is yet in his sins. There is no middle ground. One must be either in Christ or out of him. There is no such thing as being partly in Christ. And if you are in him, then you are as he is before God, that is, in the presence of infinite holiness. This is the main teaching of Scripture. Ye are complete in him, accepted in the beloved, members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. He that is joined unto Christ is one spirit. These verses come from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, Ephesians 6, 1, verse 6, and 5, verse 30, and Colossians 2, verse 10. From the moment we believe, i.e., we lay our hands on the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, we are passed from death unto life, from sin into holiness, from condemnation into a positive state of righteousness and acceptance before a holy God. All this is based upon the divine perfectness of Christ's work. Just as, in the case of the burnt offering, the worshipper's acceptance was based on the acceptance of his offering. It is not a question of what he, the offerer, was, but simply of what the sacrifice was, as it shall be accepted for him, to make atonement for him. Do we enjoy the truth of our acceptance in Christ? This should impart a deep sense of our own nothingness, inasmuch as our union with the Lord Jesus Christ is found upon the death of self to be alive in him. Therefore, since we have been seen perfect in the beloved in heaven, we ought to reflect his character on earth. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come. Let us adore him, Christ the Lord.